Hello, I'm Gonzo Gates, the host of the 80s Time Warp. Thanks for listening to this demo. Each week, we take listeners on a whirlwind tour of the decade that gave us Pac-Man, the Rubik's Cube, and leg warmers. Each show is jam-packed with sound bites, news clips, stories, and trivia to engage the listener. The show itself centers around a top 10 countdown that coincides with a particular week in a given year and also includes a featured artist or theme. Our music archive spans 10 years and includes all the big names of the decade like Duran Duran, Culture Club, Prince, Madonna, Michael Jackson, Bruce Springsteen, and Eurythmics, to name a few. If it was on the radio or MTV in those years, you'll find it in this show. If you want to add the show to your lineup, then contact Mike Tyler at Fishnet Syndication at 214-281-8473. That's 214-281-8473. So strap on your Walkman, grab your favorite Cabbage Patch Kid, and let yourself be warped back to the 80s.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Return to the decade of decadence.
Read my lips.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers.
I'll be back.
Charles Philip Arthur George.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me sure.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
I'm from the future. I came here in a time machine that you invented. Now I need your help to get back to the year 1985.
What ignoramus decided to change the formula of Coke?
I have only one thing to say to the tax increasers. Go ahead, make my day.
Now you're playing with power.
Welcome back to the 80s Time Warp.
With your host, Guns of Games.
We're at number 6 on our countdown, and it's from a band that was formed back in 1979 in Toronto, Canada. They released their first album in 1982, and with it, their first single here in the United States. It basically went nowhere. After years of failure, the band broke up and everyone went their separate ways. That was until 1988, when a DJ in Rome, New York, found the single and began playing it. Other stations across the country caught on, and Sheriff, who wasn't even a band anymore, found themselves climbing the charts here in America. The song was a number one hit. It's now sliding down the charts. Here's Sheriff with When I'm With You.
The 80s Time Warp.
Top 10 Countdown.
1989.
Number 6.
It's time to test your music knowledge. It's this week's Backtrack Song of the Day. Take a listen. Here are your clues. The year was 1983. It was the fourth top 40 hit for the Canadian band that came up with their name while flipping through a fashion magazine. One of the band's early hits went on to be in the infamous Chip and Dale sketch on Saturday Night Live. The band maintained their original lineup until 2000, when a tragic drowning took the life of their bassist. The band was Loverboy, and here's the hit that just missed becoming their first top 10, peaking at number 11. It's Hot Girls in Love on the 80s Time Warp on Hits 95.9. That was Foreigner setting a chart record for longest time spent at one position that wasn't number one. 10 weeks at number two with Waiting for a Girl Like You.
It's the 80s Time Warp with Gonzo Gates.
In the news back in 1982, Commodore introduces one of the first home computers, the Commodore 64. AT&T is broken up by the Justice Department into 22 separate divisions. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial opens in Washington, D.C., and England battles Argentina in a clash of the titans over the Falkland Islands.
The House meets this Saturday to respond to a situation of great gravity. We are here because for the first time for many years, British sovereign territory has been invaded by a foreign power.
As the war is coming to an end, the royal family gets a new heir.
How do you feel,
it's
sir?
It's difficult to tell at the moment.
How do you feel?
I'm obviously relieved and delighted. It's marvellous. It's rather a grown-up thing, I found. Rather a shock to my system.
Epcot Center opens in Disney World and Sony releases the first compact disc player. Automaker John DeLorean is arrested for selling cocaine to an undercover FBI agent. He is later acquitted due to entrapment. Yuri Andropov succeeds Leonid Brezhnev as leader of the Soviet Union, and Barney Clark becomes the first person to receive a permanent artificial heart.
I'm just very happy the patient is doing as well as he's doing right now, and I don't think I could have expected it to go better. I certainly could have
and did have fears that it could have gone much, much worse.
He lives for 112 days on the apparatus. And finally, a major consumer product scare across the country when seven die in the Chicago area by cyanide-laced Tylenol.
It's very obvious that these capsules were tampered with. It was not an accidental thing. It was not a product defect. It was not something that was occurred in the stream of distribution. It was willful and wanton and very deadly.
It leads to a massive recall of the product and an overhaul of how aspirin is packaged. The crime was never solved. And that's the year that was, 1982. Hall & Oates gets a bittersweet revenge. I'll explain next on the 80s Time Warp. Are you ready for us to test your movie knowledge? Well, here's the 80s Time Warp mystery movie clip. It sounds like this.
This one time, he took us all to the symphony, my whole family. It was supposed to be this really big deal. At first, I didn't like it very much. I mean, there's nothing really to do with your feet, and there's nothing really to look at. It's boring.
Here are the clues. The year was 1983. The movie was embroiled in some controversy over who was doing the dancing. It spawned a new look with a cut-off sweatshirt, and was not only one of the biggest movies of the year, but also had a monster soundtrack. You got it yet? Starring Jennifer Beals as welder by day and dancer by night in Flashdance. From that same year, here's one in our theme. Choir Riot, come on, feel the noise on the 80s Time Warp. A lost 80s hit on the 80s Time Warp from Supertramp. Remember that tune? Got a lot of video play on MTV back in the day. It was the band's seventh top 40 hit, just narrowly missed hitting the top 10, peaking at number 11. It's raining again. I'm Gonzo Gates, and it's not raining, but it is pouring memories of the decade of decadence. It's the 80s Time Warp on Hits 95.9. Don't touch that dial. We're just getting warmed up. Still to come, music from Asia, the Human League, and Rick Springfield. They'll all make an appearance in our top 10 countdown. And we head back to the year that the Nintendo Entertainment System revolutionizes the home video arcade experience. Farm Aid and Live Aid raise millions for charitable causes. And at the box office, Tom Hanks co-stars with John Candy for a second time and meets his future wife in Volunteers. Was that 1984, 1985, or 1986? The answer, and a hit from feature artist Queen from that year, next on the 80s Time Warp on your music station, Hits 95.9. Thanks for listening again. I'm Gonzo Gates. If you want to add the 80s Time Warp to your lineup, contact Mike Tyler at Fishnet Syndication, 214-281-8473. Together, we'll return to the decade of decadence.